Caption this: individual content creators are championing accessibility on TikTok by adding captions, but should social media platforms be doing more to make their content universal? Ever watched a video that you couldn't fully understand? Deaf, disabled, and neurodivergent people have to deal with this every day when looking for content on social media, in particular on TikTok. I can't enjoy videos the same way as hearing people can, as I have no clue what the video is about, says Jazzy Whips, a deaf TikTok creator. Instagram and TikTok now have a feature where you can add automatic subtitles, which is a good step, but I've noticed that a lot of hearing people haven't used it. It loses my interest in following their content if they don't make their content accessible. TikTok enables its users to promote accessibility through the platform's captioning function, but it is left up to creators to use these features, which has led to criticism that disabilities or neurodivergence are being treated by social media companies as something we need to fix. People who do not require captions may take for granted how easily they can access information in audio and video formats. It's not so simple for others. Jazzy explains, when deaf people don't have access to the TikTok videos, they won't bother to watch it and will just scroll past because there are no subtitles. It's so important to caption your content so you can include your deaf audience too. Jazzy and her TikTok partner, Benny Noel, make videos together highlighting deaf issues and the importance of captioning. Benny says, so often I find a very exciting video I would love to watch. I click play and there's suddenly no captions. This makes me feel like, what's the point? Which is kind of frustrating. So I think it alienates deaf people and people with certain disabilities. Frances Norman is a creator who makes videos discussing and recommending books. They also have ADHD. I find myself relying on captions a lot when watching TikToks, especially in videos that contain a lot of speech. I do find it frustrating when videos aren't captioned and I'm less likely to watch the video all the way through. As someone with auditory processing issues, I rely on captions for clarity. Other people rely on captions to a greater extent than I do, and I can only imagine how alienating it must feel to not be deemed a worthy audience of a TikTok by the creator's decision not to include captions. Despite being slow to roll out captioning features after the platform's meteoric rise in 2020, the app was downloaded 315 million times in 3 months, TikTok has since made a sustained effort to become more accessible and inclusive. Initially, individuals had to use the text function to add their own captions, but in April 2021, auto-generated captions meant users could activate and edit captions after filming their videos. TikTok is currently testing a feature that will allow captions to be shown on every video in English, but only a select number of creators are able to use it at the moment. Frances says this has taken too long. I think they are still leaving it largely to their users to create accessibility on the app rather than making accessibility the priority it should be. Platforms like TikTok need to pay attention to what their users want and are doing themselves to increase accessibility and take quick steps to implement features that do so. At the moment, TikTok is at the forefront of social media, but they need to prioritize their users and accessibility if they want to stay that way. Social media influencer Sarah has over 1 million followers as at Hot High Priestess on TikTok. Being one of the leading platforms on social media, TikTok reaches a wide and diverse audience, she says. Just as it is important and in many cases required to be accessible in everyday life, the same standard, if not higher, for accessibility should translate over the internet. Sarah is not deaf, disabled, or neurodivergent, but is passionate about accessibility and using captions in her TikTok videos. At least a quarter of TikTok's users in 2021 were aged between 15 and 25, which might explain why accessibility is a priority for the platform. Young millennials, zillennials, and Gen Zers are considered more socially aware and social justice focused. But, Sarah says, this is only the start of the change. While we do see many people expressing their interest in social justice issues and politics being discussed on the platform, there are still a long way to go with creators making these sorts of conversations a part of the norm. It's important to know that we as TikTok content creators hold the power to set the narrative of accessibility on the platform, and it's important we use that power for good. Jazzy agrees with Sarah. She says that it's rare to see people using captions and wants influencers to make more of an effort with caption content to catch people's attention and encourage other influencers to do the same. Though Jazzy, Benny, and other deaf creators have made many videos about the necessity for captions, having non-deaf creators discuss it would be very helpful. Francis says the new automatic captions feature will likely encourage more creators to use them. It's difficult to encourage people to spend extra time to make their content accessible in a way that they don't have a personal need for, they say. People will always argue that their TikTok is their space and therefore they don't need to prioritize other people's needs. TikTok's captioning features are essentially useless if the creators that make the app popular aren't utilizing them widely and effectively. While TikTok can and should further promote accessibility itself, deaf, disabled, and neurodivergent viewers cannot rely on creators to do so. What we can do is encourage everyone to move towards a more accessible and caption-filled world. It's incredibly important for you to caption your content, Jazzy and Benny say. All deaf people are asking for it so they can enjoy your content just like you do. We will be always grateful if you include captions.